Thunder Bay, the democratic process is underway in Thunder Bay. Voting for the 2022 municipal election kicked off on Wednesday morning, with advance polls and a 24/7 online voting portal opening. A drive-through option at the Thunder Bay Community Auditorium will also be available on October 18, before voting day arrives on October 24. Potential voters were waiting in line for up to 40 minutes at the West Thunder Community Center to cast their ballots Wednesday, but said it was worth the extra time to take part in this year's election. Charles Johnson was among those in line, and said he prefers filling out his ballot in person, rather than electronically. I find it more convenient for myself, he said, adding he feels it's his civic duty to vote in elections. You have to get the right people in there that know what they're doing and hopefully get things right so we can get on with the business. Ron Wrigley was planning to vote in person, his preference, but switched to online after seeing the lines. It's a little bit of a lineup today and I've got lots of things to do, so I'm going to go vote online, he said. Voting is always important, not just the municipal, but the provincial and federal elections too. I always vote. City Clerk Krista Power, overseeing this year's municipal elections, said the launch online and in person was seamless, adding that seeing a line forming to vote was great. It's excellent to see that people are engaged in this election, she said. Power said for those who have yet to vote, the first thing they need to do is ensure they have a voter information letter, which was sent out to all registered voters at their last reported address. That has all the information you would need to vote online. It has all the information on the in-person polling locations, advance and on voting day. It also has information on our drive-through voting location as well, Power said. If that information is incorrect, you can call our helpline, at 622-VOTE and we'll help you get that adjusted. You can come down to a polling station and we'll adjust it here. You have options for online, you have options for in-person and drive-through. We have accessible voting opportunities here at the polling stations as well. It's all about giving voters flexibility at the ballot box, and to avoid lines if that's their preference. Power said about 51% of eligible voters voted in 2018, the most recent municipal election. There are approximately 82,000 eligible voters this time around, she added. The city is holding two advance polls, one drive-through advance poll and 13 election day polls. The in-person advance polls operate from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on October 5 and October 6 at West Thunder Community Center, and October 12 and October 13 at the Thunder Bay 55 Plus Center at 700 River Street. The drive-through poll will be open from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. on October 18 at the Community Auditorium, and Election Day polls will be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on October 24. At least one piece of acceptable identification is required. More information is available at the city's election website.